morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Friday morning. And I hope you have had a good week so far. Now, over the past few weeks, I've been talking to you about the fruits of the Spirit in my podcast. And just to remind you, the fruits of the Spirit, as defined under Galatians 5:22 in the NIV, is the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. And so I've been talking about these individual characteristics over the past few weeks to you. And so I thought this morning it would be good to wrap it up really as to why do we have these fruits of the Spirit then? And when we become Christians, we receive the Holy Spirit into our lives. And that's like the communicator between us and God. Jesus said to us that he was going to send us the Holy Spirit to be with us and live within us. And for most Christians, then we have we can all point to either a time or a moment where the Holy Spirit entered into us and we live with that feeling of the Holy Spirit and that connectivity day by day. But the fruit of the Spirit is something that is an inner transformation. It's nothing that has a physical attachment to it. But the reason for it is that these things, when we become born again and become a Christian, are ways that we can refine things in us to be more like Jesus. And when we run the Alpha course, my husband and I, we often talk about the fruits of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and the importance of all of them. And we talk about this change in our inner character, this transformation. And people look at us a little bit daunted by that prospect that they're going to change. And I sort of get that, particularly if it was a physical change. So, you know, suddenly they were going to walk differently or speak differently. But the reality is, this isn't anything like that. This is an inner spiritual change. And there is good reasons for this. And because all the fruits of the Spirit that you've heard are all really nice things that we can, that if we live by, then we give such blessing to our other people around us, our friends and family, and we receive the blessing back because we are living those out. And, you know, we all need patience, we all need kindness, we all need faithfulness and gentleness and all these things that it does, and love, all such important fruits of the Spirit. And they're ones that, you know, we don't always get right. We don't live every day in a joyful place. We aren't kind to people every day. And that's why it's a transformation process, because we have between now and eternity, when we go to be with Christ, to live and to grow these fruits within us. So they become more apparent in our behaviours, in the way we live our lives, in the way we speak. And I guess that's why it's called fruit, because fruit starts from a seed, doesn't it? And then it grows into a beautiful fruit, and that fruit becomes riper the bigger it gets. And that's like our walk with Jesus. The longer we walk with Jesus, the more riper the fruit becomes within us. And the more we start to show these characteristics and they become more natural to us, there's something that we have to work at, which is very much like in the beginning. And when we turn to the New Testament, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says, "Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." And so we have the assurance that not only from when Jesus said he was going to send us the Holy Spirit, that he's going to work within us and carry it on to completion until we come to be with him again. So don't worry if you're still working at being patient or being kind, or there are days where you perhaps have one fruit more as a kindred spirit than another, because you've got a lifetime to get this right. But so long as you're working at them, so long as you know them and you allow Jesus to help you to refine them in you by sitting in his in prayer with him, by asking him to work on these things with you, to put them into practice, then the more we do that, the more they will become natural behaviours of us and internal characteristics of our personality. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you give us fruits of the Spirit that all have such wonderful attributes to our being. And Lord, I just pray that for those who are struggling in any of those right now, that you will help to increase them. You'll be helped to bring blessing upon them and show them the ways that they can help to be better in those areas, and Lord, that you'll just comfort them and know that there's no condemnation, and that it is a journey that you are walking on with them, hand in hand, side by side, every day from here forwards. And we thank you, Lord, in your mighty precious name. Amen. Now, folks, this is the last, yes, don't cry, but the last podcast that you're going to hear now for a month. And we will return again at some point in September. In what fashion, guys, I can't reveal at this moment. But enjoy the rest of your summer. If you have missed some podcasts, go back and check them out. There's a whole library. We've done probably well over 100 podcasts now. Go and listen to a few. It's always good to hear God's message again. Bye.